KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our next guest on ABQ Connect, Clay and Michelle Schroff, join us in studio. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Well, thank you for always providing a platform for the Christian listener to be able to get plugged in. So awesome.
Well, it's our privilege and our honor. We do love that we're able to do that, and we'd love to connect people with people like the Schroffs and the ministry you're doing at Calvary Church, which we'll go into. And by the way, by the end of this segment, the topic in this segment is going to be foster care, respite care, adoption, and we're going to give you opportunity to support what's happening in this ministry in various ways. But before we do that, you know, although the Schroffs, you've both been on several times on ABQ Connect in various capacities, for those not familiar with you, or they weren't listening, you know, listeners don't always listen. I want to make sure that they know who you are, because you know, the questions I'm going to ask you and try to draw information out of you, I'm aware of. I mean, our families have known each other a very long time. But for those listening, I really do want them to get to know you, because by doing so, they're going to hear your heart for where this ministry is headed. Now, by the way, we're talking about a ministry. It's on the campus of Calvary Church. But this, you know, there's ministries that we have at our church, you know, this radio station on the campus of Calvary Church that are, you know, they're aimed to the body of Christ that's attending Calvary Church. This ministry that we're going to be talking about is for the body of Christ in general, regardless of where you're attending. So we're going to get to that. But again, let me introduce the Schroffs, who've been married for quite some time, I found out the other day. And our kids kind of grew up with your kids. You have how many bio kids?
We have 4 bio kids and 6 adopted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And over the years, several kids that you have fostered in addition to that?
Yeah. We've sat down and tried to figure it out, and we think about 42.
Yeah. Okay.
We're saying 42. That's our number.
I love that, and I feel so guilty. I know that wasn't
It was over 7 years, so we didn't have all 42 kids at once.
Right? Yeah. You know, you've done all kinds of ministries that people may be familiar with that we've talked about in the past, the Aspen Project, mm-hmm. Project Zoe. We won't go into details about those. I want to mention them, though, because our listeners may be somewhat familiar. And now you currently, you have 6 or how many adopted kids?
6.
6, okay.
We have 6 adopted,
okay.
Yes. 1 international and 5 from CYFD.
Okay. Now, the reason I mention that is we're going to be talking about families here in New Mexico. And you guys would, I mean, absolutely. You know, when people think family, they think the figure of the man, the figure of the woman, and a bunch of little ducklings, right? And, you know, you guys certainly fit that. But let's talk about the condition of families in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And what your concern might be there, and later we'll get to how ministry can address some of those concerns.
We are rated last in everything, if not most everything, when it comes to child relation, when it comes to child abuse, when it comes to child neglect, when it comes to child hunger, when it comes to, and you give me something.
Education. Crime.
We're behind Puerto Rico, yeah. And in the other 50 states, or the 49 states.
And Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. And here's the truth. Yeah. We live in such a beautiful community. It's so diverse.
Agreed.
There's so much beauty here. And a long time ago, it was coined, what we want to do is make New Mexico the best place to be a kid. And it's that's more than just the saying. It's something that we can do. And we can stop children from suffering because we're not doing anything.
Yeah. Well, but we're going to. And we're going to get to that.
Woo!
Yeah. Now, as we're primarily, I assume, we're broadcasting on a Christian radio station, and I assume that those listening are part of the body of Christ for the most part. We have, you know, people that just found us on the dial that may not know Jesus, but let's talk to Christians that are listening, and maybe in their church or elsewhere, they've heard this topic come up, maybe even have friends or family members that have engaged in adoption, in foster care, in respite care. I say that like we all know what that is, and we'll get to that to explain to people opportunities they have in ministry. But what does the Bible tell us in this area pertaining to children?
You know, and we'll jump back and forth. Isaiah 1:17, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. And it's one of those things where it truly is anyone who's being oppressed or doesn't have a voice for themselves, the church needs to stand in that gap. And that's Isaiah 1:17.
And in Hebrews 13:16, God calls people to do good and to share with others. You know, we often think, oh, yeah, well, I'll bring my neighbor some cookies.
Which is okay.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. We should do that. Yeah. I mean, think about it, just being a good neighbor, even right. caring for your neighbors and their
knowing
children.
Your neighbor.
That's right. Knowing your neighbor.
I mean,
right.
You talk about the landscape in New Mexico and America and the world. I mean, now I grew up in a little smaller community, more like a Boleyn-type mm-hmm, community. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I knew the name of every family on the block I lived on mm-hmm. and the name of everyone mm. in yeah. every house.
Yeah. And that's changed. And
right.
that is what changes culture and what really changes how we view children. If we don't know them, we
right.
don't know them. I mean, our neighbor, we've had the same neighbor since we moved into this house 29 years. And Mark, we're praying for you. He just had a heart attack. And,
yeah.
you know, my
right.
kids did make cookies for them. But you're right.
We have to make a connection.
An effort.
And you know what? I'm going to say something that happened to me just today. Mm-hmm. And it's not about Steve. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. I fully believe the Spirit moved in this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going through my social media, and it's got the so-and-so's having a birthday, and I often just click the pre-made, you know, happy birthday, icon. And I came to someone, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to call mm-hmm. this person.
I love it.
And I picked up the phone, and I called, and they were like, I am so glad you called. Because I said, how's your husband doing? Because this was a couple I used to do business networking with, and he was just in the emergency room not long mm. ago, and they found concern, and they're doing tests, and I was like, wow, thank you. You know, that's the
yes,
Lord.
That is.
I'm going to Paul. It's not me, man. You're seeing Jesus at work. You're seeing the Spirit at work. However, as believers, when we take the time to make, you know, that handwritten note, the cookies,
yeah.
the phone call, mm-hmm. We're building relationships, and the world is seeing the love of Christ through us. We are reflecting His love, and we're going to talk about how we can do that.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up, you know, the relationship stuff, and I wanted to,
because
just today. Mm-hmm.
That's
just
so
today,
good.
Yeah, it is.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Clay and Michelle Schroff. They're overseeing the foster respite care at Calvary Church. And you'll find information that we're going to get you detailed information about an event coming up that you may well want to participate in. Okay. A little tease there. And it's on the event page at calvarynm.church. And, before we go to a break, actually, one of the things I left out, you've been doing a lot of ministry, both of you, Michelle, raising a family and foster, adoption, respite.
Mm-hmm. Nonprofit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And other things. Clay, in the midst of being a businessman in the community, you've done a lot of ministry, but you've essentially kind of closed the door on part of that to focus more on new ministry and both of you now on staff at Calvary Church. Tell us a little bit about that transition.
You know, I didn't retire. I didn't quit work to get work. And when I was asked to come on staff here, it truly is a ministry opportunity where me and Michelle are extremely blessed to do what we love doing and then have the support of an entire church and then the church community of Albuquerque, you know, coming alongside us. And that really is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and getting a chance to invite people into an eternal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We get to do that worldwide, and then, of course, community. And then we get to work with children, youth, and family and things related with them. And that's part of our outreach program, but foster care adoption is going to be a very, very large part of that. And then we're going to support the members of the churches and help them plug in, but we're also going to help bio families. We're going to help runaway youth. We're going to help aging out youth. It's an opportunity where it's bigger than us, and we're going to need partners.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Well, and let me tell you this, just from what I've already seen, I think I can testify that the leadership at Calvary Church Albuquerque is excited about this ministry. It's not a new ministry, but it's expanding. And although it's the foster respite care ministry at Calvary Church is part of the Calvary Church ministry, as I already mentioned, this is going to be something to involve the entire community. However, I think Calvary Church plans to be intentional about leading in this area. And I don't know if this is a good illustration or not, but I think of Caleb and Joshua leading through the power of God and not doing this on their own. They had obviously him and a whole lot of others to fulfill God's purpose.
Mm.
And I think, God willing, it is battle. And we're headed into you brought up all the things, the landscape of New Mexico's children, and we want to fight that battle and have victory to see good things happen in this area. We're going to take a quick break. Can you guys stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and cover more about the Foster Respite Care Ministry at Calvary Church. A parenting training class is on the way. We're going to get you details about that. And as you listen, thinking, no, it's not, don't go away, because we're going to talk to you about how you, you may be surprised how you can be a big part of what's happening in this ministry. We'll come back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
A continuing conversation with the Schroffs. Clay and Michelle in studio with us. Lifelong friends, at least a couple decades, which is a lifetime for some. And for guys like me, it's, you know.
Steve, we're closer to the end than we are the beginning.
Oh, come, Jesus, come. But there's work to be done.
That's right.
You like that? I'm going to put it on a shirt.
You should. I like that.
So we're talking today about the Foster Respite Care Ministry at Calvary Church, which the Schroffs head up. And they'll be doing so much more than this. And we'll get them in for other areas of ministry that they're going to be doing. But we want to, by the end of this, make sure you have all the information you need about a parent training class that's coming up a week from Saturday. It's actually going to be Saturday and a Sunday. Thank you,
yeah.
Michelle. Friday and Saturday. She's like my wife. She's an editor of my life. Another T-shirt. Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th at Calvary Church, and readying parents to be a part of the Foster Respite Care. Is adoption going to be in this as well?
No, this is just actually CYFD has agreed to do the resource foster parent training at Calvary, which is just such a gift.
Parting of the Red Sea.
Yes, okay. It really is for them to agree to do that here.
Okay, I'm going to come back and ask you about, what about this group of people that's listening and saying, no, I don't need to take that class.
Yeah.
We'll come back to them.
We have other opportunities mixed in that, I'm anxious to share, but let's talk about other.
Let's walk through the parent training classes that are happening Friday and Saturday.
That's the beginning. We have, so there's actually six classes total.
And not this Friday and Saturday.
No, it's 25th, the, yeah, it's 26th.
A week away, okay.
That's right. And then there's two more in November. And two more in December.
Let me get this out of the way. How much does the class cost?
Free.
Zero.
Oh, okay.
Completely free.
Okay.
Completely free.
And let me just tell you the importance of this. And Nate Heitzig has truly spearheaded this with children, youth, and family. Generally, you have to go through a three-part process before the classes start and complete it. We have made it so they can start attending the classes with no obligation at all to become a foster parent or a respite care provider. And
now let me say how, correct me if I'm wrong, that speaks to the Schroff's relationship with those that oversee that and just knowing who you guys are and being acquainted with the work that others with you have done at Calvary.
I'm going to say this. I think that the separation of church and state will never be the church. With that being said, that we are living in desperate times where kids are sleeping at the offices of Children, Youth, and Family because they don't have enough people to care for them. And I think God is providing a way through the Red Sea to assist them. And in doing so, we get to place children in the homes of loving parents and that can just change these children's lives. Jesus with skin on is what we're looking for.
Okay, now, if someone hasn't really thought through ever doing this, would you encourage them to come to the class?
Absolutely. No obligation.
Yeah.
These classes, you don't have to fill out an application, nothing. You can do, if you get to class three and say, you know what, I want to provide respite. And let me explain what respite care is. You basically have a child that's like babysitting for 3 nights, 4 days for another foster family to give them a time that they can spend with, you know, out of town or doing something with their families.
Well, and if you weren't listening, listener, Michelle said no obligation. And as we were saying, we're going to tell you ways you can assist with this issue that we see in New Mexico in regards to children. If you are in attendance, and you, like Michelle said, you may get through and go, not for me.
That's okay.
However, you have a sphere of influence and you maybe end up in a conversation with someone where you say, you know what, have you ever thought about going to the foster and respite care ready parent training classes at Calvary Church? You know, who knows how God's going to use you to reach someone else. Now that's not to say it's like sitting in a sermon and you really, you go, I know who needs to hear this. Well, I need to hear it.
Right.
However,
and we'll be attending because we are choosing to provide respite for the families that are coming to this class.
Yeah.
We want to be available. And what we're really trying to do is create a community of believers that really and truly walk alongside of each other. When Clay and I first started fostering, Monica Griego was our respite provider.
Yeah.
She came to church with us, and this was a person that when we would go out of town, we'd call her. And she, you know, she'd bring the kids to their classes. There was very little change in their lives when we would put them in respite care.
By the way, a single person you're talking about.
Yes,
for those listening that are single and think, oh, where can I, you know, well, you may be able to. You may be able to assist more than a lot of other people.
That's right.
So, paint a picture about what it means to be a respite person or a foster parent. What you know, you would know better than I the objections you get from people. Address some of those and I'm assuming you'll cover.
Well, the number one objection that I hear and that we stated before we started fostering, our journey began with adopting a child from Russia. And we came home and we were like, okay, we're good. We're done. We had another biological child after that. And it was about 7 years later that the Lord brought another child to be possibly adopted, but it was domestically, which we'd never done before.
Yeah.
Well, that fell through. And then there were two other, there was just this, all these opportunities kept falling through. And at that point, I went to Clay and just said, hey, let's really pray about fostering, because I feel like the Lord is saying, your objection to fostering is you have to give the children back. Well, at that time, we had given three back. So that was what was the number one objection for us to foster, was you have to give the kids back. And then once we started fostering, we realized what a silly objection it was, because there are some kids that you're like, this kid does need to go home. Mom and dad have rehabilitated. They do deserve an opportunity to be parents to these children. And then there were opportunities that you know what? 70% of kids don't go home.
Yeah.
They go with another family member or they are adopted.
You know, and I think biblically the thing to remember is they're not ours.
That's
even
right.
Our bio kids.
Amen.
They're his.
Amen.
And he knows every hair on their head. He wove them into the womb.
That's right.
And he knows what is best for them.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Well, and you have children that have gone through pretty severe neglect, abuse. And we don't need to get into it. I mean, there's so many different times, kinds of trauma. And you have a child. Let me just tell the listener, I want you to imagine this. You are at home and you're enjoying a good night with your with whoever's there with you. And you hear a knock at your door. And you go to the door and there's a child that says, in my home, this is what's happening to me. And I need a safe place. Will you rescue me? And that's who you are. And if God is laying it on your heart, you can't ignore the knock at the door. You never know who it is. And God says, what you do to the least of these is what you do unto me. Mm-hmm. These are children that need to be rescued out of a situation until it becomes safe for them to go back. And listen, we have a couple right now that when they first started their foster journey, said that they would not be adopting the kids. It's a decision they already made. And now they're at the point where those kids are going to be available for adoption. And that will be handed off to another good family. They did their part. You, listen, go where God leads you, but you got to start the journey.
Yeah.
That knock at the door, listen to me. I need you to answer the door.
Yeah.
And if you find out that it's more than you can handle, and I hear that a lot, we're going to help prepare you.
Yeah.
If it's scary, well, go scared.
And that is really what this ministry is doing also is we're providing foster parent support groups. We're providing bio family support groups because a lot of families will take their family members in, whether it's cousins, nieces, nephews, as foster children placement. So we are helping to provide, we are putting together care teams to provide for these families so that we do have a community that really and truly can one phone call away.
We are a church that's going to wrap around anybody who is caring for these children, so you're not doing it alone.
Yeah, I love that. I was already thinking that. Whether you're single, you're married, you're retired, you're not going to walk through this alone. You know, here's someone else I want to speak to try to get to these meetings. You may be an elder, a deacon, a regular attender at your church that may not, you know, most churches don't have a ministry like this with the knowledge that the Schroffs bring to this. And church leader, here's a chance for you to go through these classes and see what they're about so you can go back to your congregation and remind them of our responsibility as the body of Christ to care for these children and really to kind of go back and go, look, guys, where they could start something at their church and say, we don't need to reinvent the wheel.
That's
Calvary
right.
has something that we are welcome to be a part of and go and get equipped
That's right.
through this.
Our resources are your resources.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It ain't a business. This is a ministry. It's the body of Christ. And we want to share everything. We'll help you start one at your church.
That's right.
And if you don't have enough, if your congregation isn't big enough, then use ours. Ours is free. It'll never cost you anything to
And keep
to do
attending
this.
Your church. We're glad
oh,
that
absolutely.
You're...
absolutely.
I will tell you, I've heard church leaders on this campus say, you know what? I love it when people come here, but everybody doesn't need to come here. There's a lot of great churches in
there
Albuquerque,
are.
And people are attending those churches, and that's who I'm speaking to because we can kind of get, all of us can get it's us. We are talking about us, the body of Christ. Let's come together. Now, listen, there's plenty of other things that happen in New Mexico, but when people, you know, connect the dots, this is an area where, you know, and I've always said, and when we talk about issues on this show, when we talk about what's going on in the Roundhouse and crime and homelessness, and it always goes back to Jesus and
right.
in the home. And if we can change what's happening in the home in a generation, we're going to see the land taken for good.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity. This is and you know, you guys sharing it with us and seeing the leadership here at Calvary Church getting excited about it, you know, is encouraging me. Let's walk through real quick mm-hmm. some of those people that may be listening. We already mentioned singles, but you know, someone who has, well, I don't have kids. I didn't go through Kid 101.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them?
We're still going through 101.
Right.
This is what I would tell you is that start as a respite care provider. You can definitely care for a child for 3 nights and 4 days while it gives the foster parents, right, a chance of relief or a break.
Parents and the rest of the family.
And the rest of the
right.
family. Sometimes
I know,
that's needed.
Well, I know your kids that were older when you got adopted or mm-hmm. foster kids. I watched. They pitched in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they work.
Yep.
So it's a family effort. What about a family? Okay, you know what? Now, remember, when you say this, you're talking to the Schroffs who had several kids of their own. But the person who, and you mentioned some of the objections you have, but people who already have multiple kids and are mm-hmm. concerned mm-hmm. About the ability to spread themselves far enough.
You know, what's interesting is before we fostered, we had three kiddos at that time, four kiddos at that time. And we sat down with those kids and we said, hey, this is something we're praying about. Would you join us in this? And do you believe that this is something that the Lord wants our family to do? And they did. They all did. And our oldest at that time, I think, was 13, 14 years old, 14 down to, I think, 9 or 10. And
who can help?
Yeah. No, actually, we did have five. I'm lying. She was seven. Sailor was seven. Savannah was like 14. And it was so interesting because we got a call. And we had had a few 48-hour holds that back in the day. That's when they would do the investigation. Kiddos would come and stay with us. And then if they had grounds to remove the children, then they would place them with us. But at this time, we hadn't had any placements. And there was a call. And all the kids were in the car when the call came in because they had agreed, yes, let's foster. And it was three kids. Well, we only agreed to do one. And so we said, we need to pray as a family. We hung up. Clay and I looked at each other and said, hey, our boundary was one kid.
Yeah.
And my 14-year-old said, well, then why are we fostering?
And was this a family you were keeping together?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I want the listener to know this. That story shows how the kids allowed us to step up as a family.
Okay. Well, talk to your kids. I heard that. That's a big part.
But
well,
the same thing
kids.
Is you can lay boundaries.
Yeah.
Like the boundary of one, if that's what you can handle, handle it.
Yeah.
And also, if you say that I can't handle the kids I already have, we have parenting classes.
That's yeah. right.
So we will equip you.
All right. And the last group of people I want to talk about, and we'll kind of put a bow on this and re-mention the class, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is coming up Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Details at calvarynm.church on the events page. Look for the Foster and Respite Care Ready Parent Training Classes. The last group of people I can hear objections from, and there's probably more, empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear a lot that we've already put in our time, we've already put in the work, this is our golden years. And I'm going to tell you, my golden years is eternity. That's when I'm done, mm-hmm. is when I enter into the kingdom and God, that's my golden years. Up until then, I will work until God calls me home.
So pray about that. If you're hearing that from Clay, pray about that.
Yeah.
Pray that God will move in your heart. And that you would make a decision that is honoring to him and his kingdom. As I already said, just come to the class. As Michelle said, no obligation.
None.
And as both of you said, it's free 50 free, so you can afford it, okay? Again, we've been talking with Clay Schroff, Michelle Schroff from Calvary Church on staff, and welcome to staff. By the way, I've said it off the air, but glad to have you guys on staff, although you've been working with us for a long time. Foster and Respite Care Ministry at Calvary Church. Go to calvarynm.church and find out about the Ready Parent training classes for Friday and Saturday, October 25th, 26th. And you do need to register prior to. Okay.
Yes.
So, and that's where you do that. And if
okay, really quick on the registration, it's going to ask you a code. Your code is 0316. Just put in a number. And then if you get the questions 14, 15, 16, and 17, put in an answer. This form was made for people who went through a process already. We've eliminated the process. Question number one, 0316, 14, 15, 16, 17. Put in Clay Schroff on all of them. I'm good.
Okay. All right. 0316 when you're asked for the code, and put in Clay Schroff for those other ones you're not sure of, and find the details and the link to sign up today at calvarynm.church. Clay, Michelle Schroff, thanks for your time, and let's do this again. We'll update people and remind them about the next class.
So love good. It. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.